The Executive Secretary of the National Service Scheme, Dr. Michael Pesa-White, has described as unfortunate some organizations reject national service personnel. He says such actions by these institutions undermine the authority of the scheme. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. White justified the deployment of service personnel to direct traffic.
The postings have begun coming out since the middle of June, and I believe that we are in the very last phases now. We do know that the service personnel across the country are reporting in the various regional offices to begin their registration processes. And as we have indicated, this year, unlike previous years, if you are a service personnel posted and you fail to start your service in September, then we will as well take it that you have deferred your service to do it next year or in some other year to come. What it means is that we are not going to allow the situation where service personnel choose to start their service in November, December, January, February, as it were. We want to make sure that the provision in the Act that says service starts in September and ends in August is strictly adhered to.
Even when there are valid reasons why a person might not start in September.
I believe the early posting resolves any issue that in previous years may have been classified as valid reason. Previous years, the argument has been that people were posted late, they hadn't prepared enough, they couldn't go to the place to find an accommodation, and so on and so forth. This year, we've posted personnel in June. And so June, July, August, September is significant enough time to know your user agent, know your community, meet with the community leaders, connect with the school, the headmaster, and then assemblymen, the MPs, and the chiefs, and the religious leaders, and let them help mobilize accommodation for you, and then eventually report in September when service officially begins.
Doc, tell us about the urban traffic management module. What is it all about?
Well, I think that as government makes a lot of efforts to improve upon the life of Ghanaians, as the policies and programs of the government changing the lives of Ghanaians in many ways and transforming the society or transforming our country, those processes themselves come with a lot of challenges. Recall that in the last several years, governments have made efforts to improve our urban road situation. Some moved from a single lane to dual lane, some to triple lane. Yet we have seen an increased number of vehicles on our streets. That in itself has resulted in vehicular congestion in many ways, especially in Accra, Kumasi, Takoradi, and some of the major regional capitals. And so the recognition that development in itself comes with its own challenges, and those challenges must be confronted head on, is one of the fundamental objectives that is at the foreground of the introduction of this particular model. This model is intended to expose young people coming up out of our tertiary institutions to some of the areas where the state needs the help of young people. And we are very, very grateful that the 1,000 young people who have been posted, most of them have reported.
And Doc, what has been done on the issue of some institutions rejecting service personnel? Has it come to your notice?
Yes, it has come to our notice. And it is unfortunate. This is arising out of some institutions claiming that they have chosen specific service personnel for us to post to them. And we have not done that. I think at the moment the scheme allows this phenomena of institutions picking and choosing who they want and who they don't want, that very moment the scheme will begin to lose its essence and perhaps begin to even outsource its core mandate or its core function.